Welcome and welcome back, everybody, to the OK Grodnard Show. Today is Monday, February 26, 2024, 10 a.m. Central in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. And what do we got going on today? Patches. OSR patches from Thaddeus Moore. I try to mention these every year at least once, especially in the run-up to GaryCon, because he's a good guy, and I think he tries to attend GaryCons, and he often has patches with him, or can bring some if somebody wants some of them. He gets them made and then puts a little markup on them. Nothing crazy, and I'm going to put his email address in the show notes, so if you're interested in any of his patches, you can shoot him an email, ask him for pricing, ask him if he has other varieties besides the three I'm showing here. I'm showing the three I'm showing here because I have them, and I wanted to have a picture of them that I could just flash. The top one is that classic OSR blue dungeon logo sort of thing, right? And the center one, that's like a, I guess a take on, well, both of them really are takes on TSR, original TSR, back in the day. These are homages, shall we say. So the center one, you know, the logo, old school Renaissance. Renaissance, not everybody says R is for Renaissance. I believe that's a good one, or revival. Old school rules, I'm less inclined to think. Is, even though I play first edition still and don't generally use any of the retro clones or newer rules that hearken to the early rules, I have played them at conventions, but I don't run them myself, so I wouldn't want to venture an opinion, having not being intimately familiar with various rule sets. But there's a lot of them out there that are very popular, and you don't get that way without building a following and having a lot of people that love them. So if you're a person who's interested in Castles and Crusades, or just want to run Osric, which is practically first edition, but a few different changes. I think they flipped the armor class. I think Joe Block does what? Adventures Dark and Deep? Is that his second edition clone? And there's a lot of them out there. If you go to, what's the name of the site? Something Owlbear. Just search, do a Google search by Retro Clone Dungeons and Dragons, and you'll find a site that just lists all of the retro clones and what they are emulating. So you'll have an idea what everything is trying to be, or actually is attempting to, what they're attempting to do with them. And most of them, you know, it isn't rocket science. Most of them do a pretty credible job by all accounts. So I'm not saying you shouldn't play any of those. I just happen to still have my first edition books and just want to get a little more mileage out of them. They're coming up on that 50 years themselves, that monster manual, right? I got in 77, so another 3 years. 78 for the Player's Handbook, 79 for the DMG. Got to do it. I mean, I run it my own way. I change some things. I drop weapon speeds and stuff like that. I don't use those. Those are anything that gets between me and the players role-playing or immersing themselves. Nobody has to first-person everything. You can just be third-personing your RPGing. That's fine. Nobody needs to be an actor. You can be if you want to be. It's fine by me. Whatever the table wants, I think it's kind of strange sometimes when one person role plays and nobody else is. It's got to feel a little weird. But, and I'm talking about talks, speaks in character. So, you know, get a feel for the table. Follow suit. That's what they say, right? Anyway, three patches. That bottom one, by the way, is it there? How about there? There it is. Bing! I'm like E.T., right? The bottom one is, I think, meant to be reminiscent of Conan, of the logo that they use in, I think, the first movie at some point. There's this sword logo or something like that. Maybe I'm wrong. If you know and I'm wrong, then throw it down in the comments for me so I can educate myself. The top one was made by a fella, I forget his name, threw it out into the world. Thaddeus picked up on it to make some patches. Some other people put it on their products early on in OSR days in the mid-late 2010s. And then the fellow who made it didn't care for some of the things that some of the people that were using his logo were doing. I don't know if it was in their products or if it was just their general demeanor in life, political stance, religious stance, I don't know, something. And he tried to pull it back. But, you know, once you put something out in the wild, good luck getting that genie back in the bottle. And I'm talking, he openly said, please use this. Let's try to get a kind of a logo for everybody. And people started using it, and then he didn't want certain people to use it. And then he tried to say nobody can use it, and it was like, well, you know, once you've said something, it's out there. This is not to confuse things with AI. I'm not saying that if you put art online that it can be eaten up and profited off of by individuals who haven't bucked up a fee to the artist. That is not what I'm saying. Where am I? I'm all over the place. Well, patches. Thaddeus Moore. Email in the show notes. Check that out. I think we'll cut this one short now and just say thank you to everybody for checking out Thaddeus's stuff. Hopefully I'll see a lot of you at GaryCon. If not GaryCon, maybe the Founders and Legends pre-GaryCon Saturday, Sunday, Monday show. I'll be working at the store on that Monday, but it will be at Founders and Legends on Saturday and Sunday. So there you go. Looking forward to a lot of gaming. I'm going to play a lot of OD&D. I'm going to play a lot of 1E D&D. I'm going to run a couple of big six-hour games of 1E AD&D and then run a Civilization game on Sunday, as I like to do. Wind down the convention with an ancient Avalon Hill game. So come on out to GaryCon. Have some fun. If there's any tickets available, there might not be anymore. You might have to go to the GaryCon forum on Facebook and find somebody whose plans have changed or schedule got messed up and now they have to get rid of their ticket. There's a few of those out there. So do what you can. Talk to y'all later, and thank you very much. This has been the OK Grognard Show from beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. We're talking about OSR patches from Thaddeus Moore. Again, his email will be down in the description. Appreciate you getting in touch with him. Don't forget, the show streams live on Twitch every Monday at 10 a.m. Central, and then it's archived on YouTube. Like, subscribe, follow, thumbs up, give us the old attaboy, all those things that we do when we appreciate something. I'd appreciate you doing them, and I appreciate you. So check those out. Also, thanks to our Patreon supporters, Tom Tullis of Fat Dragon Games, Carlos Leising of Castle Entertainment, Heath Farndon of the Antipa D&D 20, Dave O'Brien of Four Quacks Games, and as always, Shane Bradley, DM extraordinaire. This has been the OK Grognard Show from beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Bye-bye.